Getting there on time just isn't good enough. Traffic and weather on the 10s with Wills and Snyder in the morning on WTAM 1100, Cleveland's news radio.
Wills Ways to Save, Matt Granite, Channel 3's morning news is in. You can see this at WTAM.com, keyword save. Walking around, I think we're in his bedroom, if I'm seeing that right. But we've got some great USA savings, Granite.
Made in the USA, comfortable and awesome. Great to be with you. Welcome to my home. You are at the scene of where another house guest crashed recently, this couch. And if you are short on space, time, money, what comes out of this box is one of the most comfortable cool gel mattresses that you can lie on. You get the support for your back, and today, well, I'm supporting your wallet. This is the big question I get from a lot of people. How does this come packaged? With free delivery, which is absolutely amazing, I want to show you how this expands into something I have upstairs. You're now in my guest room, and this is actually where I've had that exact mattress, testing it for a while, just threw one of my sheet deals on. But you unfortunately can't feel how amazing this is, but it retains that cool gel. And after you get it out of that box I showed you, it takes at least a day and a half for it to expand to that perfect mattress. But once you get past that, this is a deal you do not want to pass up. With an amazing 10-year warranty, size options from twin to full, queen, king, and California king, I love this deal, which is not a paid product, on our website. And until we meet again, I'd like to thank you for being in my guest bedroom. I know that was awkward, but it's all to save you money. Back to you.
Good deal. Good video. Check it out. It's at WTAM.com. Keyword save. Matt Granite, watch him on Channel 3's Morning News, and back here same time tomorrow. You get Mike Snyder Sports Mornings, 15 and 45 past. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bill. The new look Cavaliers seek revenge against the Thunder in Oklahoma City tonight. Last time these teams met, the Thunder just absolutely trounced the Cavaliers at the Q, 148 to 124. It was not even that close, and Coach Lou looked back at that game and said,
"They came in and they took it to us, and you know, I haven't watched the game yet. I'll watch it again tonight. You know, it's a bad game to watch, but I thought they came in like looking to prove a point. You know, looking to attack us and looking to you know prove a point, set a tone early."
That they did. It was over early in that meeting. I think that was actually the game that really set the wheels in motion for the moves the Cavs eventually made on the trade deadline day. Now, the Cavs will try to turn the tables tonight, 8 o'clock tip. Thunder dealing with some injuries. Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony have missed the last two games with ankle injuries. They are game-time decisions. This is the final game before the All-Star break. Now, while the Cavs rebooted their season, questions still remain as to actually what happened after the first of the year with the team. Dwayne Wade, who is now in Miami, put it this way.
It just wasn't working. It wasn't fitting the way that a championship organization wants to see it fit. And they brought in some good pieces. So they're happy. I'm happy.
It looks like everybody has moved on. Jay Crowder had a good debut in Utah. Isaiah Thomas in L.A. So the moves were made for the best. We know what the Cavs have done. They've won three in a row coming off that big win in Boston. College basketball, how about those Buckeyes? They are in the top 10 for the first time in 4 years. Ohio State now number 8. What a job Chris Holtmann has done. A couple of former Browns made news yesterday. Former wide receiver Mohamed Massaquah revealed that he lost 4 fingers on his left hand in an ATV accident last year. He is now wearing a prosthetic device. Only his thumb remains on that hand. And an interview with Good Morning America yesterday, Johnny Manziel revealed that he is bipolar. He has stopped drinking. He understands how he torpedoed his career.
Watching other guys that are doing what I want to be doing, and I'm sitting on the couch being a loser.
Manziel hopes someday to play in the NFL. I don't really see that day happening, but I could see him having a chance to succeed in the Canadian League. Indians pitchers and catchers report to Goodyear tomorrow. Boy, it's nice to say that. Trevor Bauer's arbitration is expected any day. Really should have already come down. The Indians have offered him $5.3 million. Bauer wants $6.5 million. Coming up, Ty Lue explains why he has continued to stay with J.R. Smith despite all of J.R.'s struggles this season. That story at 5:45. Home of the Indians and the Cavs. Mike Snyder, News Radio WTAM 1100. Time now for an Olympic update.
Olympic update from NBC News Radio.
Here's the latest from Pyeongchang. 17-year-old American Chloe Kim is a gold medalist, taking first with a dominating performance in the women's snowboard halfpipe final. One of the early darlings of these Olympic Games, Kim was asked by NBC Sports Mike Tirico how it felt.
Pretty dang good, I'm not gonna lie. But it hasn't really sunk in yet, so I'm just waiting I might start bawling my eyes out any minute now, but just know that I'm happy.
Kim was joined on the podium by American teammate Ariel Gold, who ironically took the bronze in the men's snowboard half pipe. American legend Shaun White will be attempting to become the first snowboarder to win three Olympic gold medals. White topped qualifying, looking to rebound from a disappointing fourth-place finish in Sochi back in 2014. The medal competition tonight, U.S. time. Men's downhill skiing, American Ted Ligety finished fifth in the men's combined. Olympic update, Matt Stewart, NBC News Radio.
Olympic events so far, Norway leads the total medal count at 9. USA sits at 6, but the real story could be diplomacy and the historic meetings and conversations and images we're having between North and South Korea. Bill Zimfer on that part of the story this morning. Bill, good morning. What's the latest?
Well, good morning, Bill. We all know that Kim Yo-jong, Kim Jong-un's sister, led the North Korean delegation to South Korea. Well, she is back home and has briefed Kim Jong-un on her visit. And North Korean state media, Bill, has come out with some lavish praise for South Korea, with Kim Jong-un quoted as saying that he thanked South Korea for its impressive efforts in hosting a delegation from the North during the Olympics. He also thanked them for what he called prioritizing the North's visit to the Games in Pyeongchang. And of course, there was an invitation also delivered from Kim Jong-un during the visit, inviting South Korea's president to a summit meeting in the near future. But there's one other thing, Bill, that is a real sign that relations between North and South Korea may be improving. Volume has been turned down at the border. We all know that North Korea blares propaganda and music across that border with South Korea. They have ordered that turned down during the Olympic Games.
Interesting few signs. Still, though, it's, you know, something to remind that, hey, the North is who the North is over there when it comes to treating their people, though. Right, Bill?
Yeah, you know? And people say be wary of the charm offensive from North Korea. They could be presenting a brighter side, but when you get to North Korea, you see the dark and underbelly.
Bill Zimfer. Thanks, Bill.
Yep.
It be Fat Tuesday. Good morning. 526 at News Radio, WTAM 1100. Punchy day around here, right? Tech Tuesday, this is Bill Wills on your health, too. Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with me this morning. A couple of tips on cleaning your gadgets. Good morning, Derek.
Morning, Bill.
I've got a couple of stories. Let me run this by you. Flu at epidemic proportions around big parts of the country. There's more and more research about breathing the air from other people who have the flu and how that affects you. Also, just touching other surfaces, including, hey, here's my smartphone. Why don't you play on it for a little bit and take some time up, kid? And that is spreading the flu as well, I guess, with germs. You've got a story about that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, most of us have considered getting our flu shots. We're heeding those warnings about washing our hands and covering your mouth. But we also have to consider that germ holder that you touch really almost 1,000 times a day. You know, your cell phone, the tablet, even your laptop or in your kid's case, that gaming console and the controllers. You know, the cell phone can get pretty dirty, and a lot of people will, you know, consider wiping it off. But you also want to make sure that you're cleaning it properly. How often you clean it depends really on your personal preferences. It can be once a day, once a week, but it is important to clean them regularly. And it's also important to make sure that you're using some type of alcohol-based cleaner. Now, you do want to consider that. You want to avoid regular household cleaners on portable devices. Those cleaners really aren't designed for touchscreens. But you do want to, you also want to avoid things like regular cloth or paper towels just because they can be abrasive. Some people will actually use those little eyeglass cleaning cloths. Other people will prefer it's just a regular microfiber cloth so that way they can clean it. It'll pick up dust as well as kind of clean it without being abrasive. You do want to avoid spraying any cleaner directly onto the device. And I know some people are kind of sensitive to price. One thing I do recommend, a great way to create your own inexpensive but effective cleaner, is to get one of those cheap little small spray bottles, fill it half with water and half isopropyl alcohol, mm-hmm. Basically rubbing alcohol 70% or above. You can get those very cheap at any drugstore. And just mix them half and half together, spray it in, spray that onto your cloth, and then use that to clean your screen. it's a great way to not only clean it up, but also, you know, kind of get rid of those germs as well.
Maybe the cloth you, if you have eyeglasses, something soft like that, a cloth
absolutely.
You need?
Okay. You know, usually most of those eyeglass cloths are actually microfiber cleaning cloths. Like I said, I know some people prefer to specifically look for the microfiber cloths just because you can get them in bigger sizes and you can use them for other things around the house. But absolutely, you can. Most eyeglass cleaning materials are usually going to be pretty good because they're designed to protect your glasses from scratches. It's going to do the same thing for the screen itself. But again, like I said, you want to kind of make sure that you have some type of isopropyl alcohol in there just to kill those germs as well as cleaning the glass itself.
Good reminder, especially if you got kids, you got other kids, they're over with the controllers and everybody's, you know, touching this and that. Little Johnny's coughing, then, you know, get the wipes out and do some cleaning on. All right. Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with a couple things on your health for tech. Good stuff. Derek, appreciate the tips.
Thank you.
It is a tradition unlike any other. Mike Snyder is our buddies, John and Dave, the Revay brothers, right?
Absolutely. That is correct.
Which one's which? I always get you mixed up.
I got Dave on this side.
Dave's on the left.
And John on this
John's
side.
John's on the right.
Yes.
You're on the Facebook Live with us this morning. Stan's Northfield Bakery, Old Route 8, Northfield, the official Punschke supplier for Wills and Snyder in the morning. And every year they've been bringing us Punschkes.
Oh, they are delicious.
What's the report from Stan's this morning?
Somewhere between 6,000 and 7,000 Punschkes that they're planning on selling today. They've got a box, they've got a stack of 100 boxes just outside the door. They're just, as people are driving by, they're delivering
this. It's almost a drive-thru.
It's the Polish drive-thru.
Fantastic. And true Polish, right?
Yes.
You can't get any more Polish than when you get to Stan's.
Yes, they're a Polish family that's been baking them all year long, so they're in practice. They're ready for you. And just like you guys, they get up very early every morning to get to people with what they need. And on special occasions, they rise to the occasions, just like you, to get people those excellent experiences they need.
When I go through Northfield once in a while, I'll stop. Don't tell my doctor, but I'll stop in at Stan's once in a while for even a little donut.
I feel like I've gained a little bit just looking at it. But they are delicious. Now, we love the vanilla cream. That's our favorite. But
Is anyone they bring.
Well, Scooter gets a special order for us.
Right there. That's
now,
the order.
What are the top three flavors you think?
The top three flavors.
I don't know. We got strawberry. We got raspberry. Ooh.
Vanilla buttercream. Chocolate buttercream. Custard Bavarian cream. Oh. Coconut custard. And a host of other flavors.
I like the host of other flavors.
There you go.
Women mix those in this morning. So the other 364 days of the year, what are you guys doing? Nothing?
Well, we count down the days of the Punschkes.
That's it. I do computer support for a large firm in the area.
Can you stick around a while this morning and help us, too?
I can try.
We need computer support.
We actually could use some
Harry on printers. Can you fix
a
printer?
He's our secret weapon.
I'll speak to you after the news.
Okay. I do a little computer stuff, too, you know.
All right.
Multi-talented. After I get the powdered sugar cleaned out of my car, I think I'm good for it.
Then you're good. Punschke and computer support.
They kind of go together. They kind of go together. Stan's Northfield Bakery, we thank them so much. Route 8 there in Northfield, and open today till they sell out?
Yeah, they'll make them all day.
And, fantastic.
Until they've been up all night, all day, all Punschkes.
Oh, I'm sure they got
cakes
and
other good
stuff. They got the radio on this morning behind the counter, and we thank you as always.
Yes, we do.
They're great for pierogies, too.
Friday, Fish Friday.
There's another stop right there.
The cheddar, cheese, and potato?
They can do that for
you.
Yes. Award winning.
I'm in for that.
Now, just so we're clear, how many boxes did you bring in?
Well, I've got one just for you, and I've got another one for the rest of the newsroom.
Just so we're clear about this,
you
know,
just so you guys are covered.
Okay.
I've got another box so they can kind of, that's everybody that delivers the news and traffic.
Right. No, we don't care about them. Don't worry. Okay. But you didn't leave a box in the car, did you? I just want to make sure they all got out of the car.
Yeah, no, we've had to load it out.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
All right. Climate control for you.
Climate control.
Thank you for John and the Dave, front end loader for me.
Thank you. John and Dave Revay, and again, Stan's Northfield Bakery. Year after year, Route 8 there in Northfield, bringing us some Punschkes, and you can see on the Facebook Live as well we are in studio this morning with our good friends from Stan's and John and Dave bringing us our Punschkes.
Punschkes
continues. Yeah. Happy Fat Tuesday. Guys, thank you so much. It's good to see you as always. Scooter, give him a tip.
You got it. Don't take any wooden nickels.
News Radio, WTAM 1100 and 6:52 the time. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer. You can read the work of the proud graduate of Benedictine, and I've got Terry Pluto with us this morning. You can also see Terry tonight. The Terry Pluto Tour will be at the Mentor Library, 6:30. where you can meet and talk with, it says right here, Cleveland legendary Cleveland sports columnist, and learn more about the Browns, Indians, and the Cavs. Terry Pluto, as he takes the tour to mentor this evening, the library there. Hi, Terry. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Wills.
I have seen the reviews. These are outstanding. People love being around you.
You could fool some of the people some of the time, as we both have been doing for many a year.
That we have. All right. Let's get to a big matchup in OKC tonight, Terry. Yes. How do you grade this trade, first of all?
Well, if we could quit right now, they get an A+. So it'd be fun to see some more tests, but I do think that you could even look at Friday night, just after the trade was announced, and you didn't even have the players in, and see how much better the Cavaliers played, simply by even redeploying some of the guys that were on their roster that hadn't been playing as much, you know, Seti Osman and some of the others. So, and the ball being in LeBron's hands, I think that's a key part.
It looks like all is back in order, doesn't it?
Well, it looks like, right, that this is a team that now thinks it could go back and be one, be the best in the East, and also LeBron thinks so too. I have to admit, I'm watching that game, and then LeBron, you know, bangs his knee and everything. Go, don't tell me that. Just after they start to get things squared away, he is phenomenal in some of the injuries that he has played with over the years. I believe he's not missed a game this season, correct?
Right. Yeah, he's played every game, and he's never missed a playoff game.
Never missed a playoff game. Truthfully, he's never had a sustained injury of any time. I guess that right after the trade was made, where he missed about 7 or 8 games, I think, was the longest he's been out in 15 years. Think about that.
Terry, there is new life in this team. It's a different look. The youth and the fact they all can play is huge. It seems like moves they've made the last few years, it's been maybe an older guy who's you know, really on the back end of his career. All the players they brought on board are an infusion. And you mentioned Chetty Osmond now also looks like a guy that Coach Lou wants to see more of.
I was working on this for a story that's going to probably be posted either later today or tomorrow. How about this? There's only 4 guys left from the championship team.
Wow. Wow. And J.R. Smith is one of them.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting the way Lou has stood by him. J.R. admitted he thought he was going to get traded, or thought it was a very good chance of that.
Well, they tried. Last week. I can tell you that. I mean, that's the old thing. I would say paranoids have enemies, too. And he's correct. They did try with that contract. So now he's here. And I think that they will be able to use him better because the ball will be swinging around more. You know, he gets that pass on the weak side, and he's wide open for shots. You know, George Hill is just the better version of Jose Calderon, and they were winning a lot of games when Calderon was playing early in the year, where LeBron was at the hub of the offense. And so I just anticipate we will see more of that. And I think the exciting thing, too, is, you know, part of the reason they had to put that number one pick in the trade to the Lakers was to get Larry Nance Jr. And he is going to help them defensively a whole lot. You could see some of the stuff he did at the high post and setting picks. And, you know, he's a guy that really doesn't care if he shoots mutts or not. And that fits exactly with this team.
Terry, it's the eve of pitchers and catchers reporting for the Tribe.
Yes.
And that's always a great thing just to hear that sentence. Your thoughts going in as the Indians begin training, spring training tomorrow?
In fact, I wrote a column on this. It'll be in tomorrow's paper. Mike, when you and I were growing up, or in fact most of the fans, unless you either grew up in the early 50s and came to the Indians then, or like the middle 90s, we didn't have any teams like this.
Good point.
I mean, not at all, zero. I mean, whether you want to look at the team in 71 that lost 100 games, or in 91 that lost like 104 games, or even like 2011, I think they lost, 92 or something. We can sit there and say, well, they lost Santana and they lost Jay Bruce. It's a pitching staff where they have 5 starters, won at least 10 games. You know, the last 3 years, the Indians have either had the best ERA or second best in the American League. And all those guys, for the most part, to Brian Shaw, are back.
Did I hear you correctly? 4 guys on the Cavs roster from the championship?
Yeah, okay, go ahead and name them. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. That's
yeah.
just
that's
how this team has turned over.
That's
that
how
way.
Things
wow.
are turned.
I mean, that doesn't take a long time. It's 4 guys, you know. So there you go. Yeah, LeBron, Tristan, JR, and
Kevin Love. Yep.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Look for his latest piece. Follow him on Twitter. Thanks, pal. And Mentor Library tonight, 6:30, the Pluto Tour. Have a good day.
There you go.
Have a good Fat Tuesday. All right, let's talk some Cavaliers. Big matchup in OKC tonight. Your morning Cavs update with Mike Fratello, brought to you by Metro Lexus. Former Cavs coach, one of the winningest coaches in NBA history, analyst for both the YES Network and TNT. Coach, I wish I could say I'm going to save a punchki for you, but Snyder, I think, is working on his third one, so I think one of those was yours.
The cannoli take the place of a punchki? Are they kind of similar on the calories counter?
Yeah, they're a little smaller.
Probably, yeah. The calorie count, I think the punchki may have you, actually, Coach, would have the cannoli. I don't know.
Wow.
It's close. It's close. I guess it depends on the size of the cannoli, yeah. Oh, look! You know what? That was a better topic for last Tuesday after that loss in Orlando, Coach. Probably things are better now, aren't they?
Yes, they are a little bit better right now,
Coach. Last week when we talked, there was all the speculation about a trade. I remember specifically you said, "Look, it's the debate. Do you do something short term to make a run, or you know, keep in mind long term? And yet, oh by the way, the LeBron equation." So as it played out, as you've had a few days to think about it, we've seen them play together at least once. What do you think?
Well, LeBron did enter into the equation in quite a large way. In speaking with Kobe Altman over the weekend on NBA TV, he was asked, so did you go and turn and talk to LeBron about this deal before it happened? And he said, LeBron is a basketball genius. He knows every player, knows everything that they do. And he said, why would you have a resource like that and at least not talk and get his opinion on how he feels about it? And to me, that may have been why we saw that incredible effort against Atlanta, Minnesota, rather, the night before the trade, where LeBron winds up hitting the shot at the end of the game. But the entire game, he was high energy, high effort, incredible number of assists. And he knew who was coming in and probably knew which guys were going out also. And that played into what's taking place now of three straight wins, three straight games, scoring over 121 points. I think that says something about what they're doing, the nucleus that they have now built. They've become younger, more athletic. They've become quicker, more aggressive. All those things enter into it. So it's short term. We've only seen these guys a couple games. But the way it looks on the outside, this was one heck of a deal done by the front office and ownership.
Well, it certainly has looked great in the early going, Mike. There are going to be decisions that Coach Lou will ultimately have to make rotation-wise. But as you said, they've gotten younger, they're longer, they're more athletic. There just seems to be a spirit now about this team that we really had not seen in a long time, hasn't there?
You used the key word, a spirit. Okay, there's something about winning teams, championship teams, that they have. And it's the spirit that they possess. It's hard to put into words. But it's a camaraderie that develops within the locker room, in practices, on planes, on the road when they're bonding, and then it carries over into the game. And when you've got guys like Osman, who you want to go back, a spirit guy, a guy who put all that Dellavedova a few years back. The Osman kid is really liked by the rest of the players on the team. LeBron likes the guy. He gives his body up for the team. He walks on the floor. You know you're getting 100% energy. And how many times do we remember saying up to the trade point, all we're asking the guys to play hard. Play hard. If you play hard, good things are going to happen if you have talent. And this group now, from what we've seen in the short spurt, they play hard all the time, and that's a good thing.
And you really look at this team, it looks like it's kind of when the role definition may be there, Mike, with, well, obviously LeBron is the leader of this all, but it looks like a team that he likes, as you mentioned, for all the reasons Kobe said, he talked with him about these players. He likes this group, and now it looks like everyone understands the pecking order here.
Well, wasn't this a major part of this entire season was getting back to the finals to give them another chance to be the best way to hopefully get LeBron back? And as Bill said earlier, okay, if you're going to go to LeBron and ask him for his input and he picks this group and he's kind of happy with it, then isn't that a little bit of a step in the right direction of, hey, you know, you were part of this saying this is the group we could move forward with. And at 25 years of age, three out of the four acquisitions hopefully will be here for a number of years. George Hill at 31 isn't that old. And maybe LeBron, by putting his hand in and having him put in it, maybe that's a little bit something else that they can put on the plus side when it gets to the end of the season. But now the most important immediate thing is, how do you finish out the rest of this regular season? Because when they come back from All-Star break, 8 straight days off after the Oklahoma City game, you come back with 3 of the last 4 in the month of February at home. But then you go into a treacherous March where they have 9 away games, a 6 straight game road trip on the West Coast, and only 7 home games before the last 2 weeks in April. So it comes quick at them, and you don't have that many practice days in there.
Mike Fratello on the Cavs, OKC tonight, tip-off at 8 on News Radio, WTAM 1100, home of the Cavaliers. Coach, thanks, pal.
Appreciate it, guys.
Tech Tuesday, Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with me this morning on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Hi, Derek.
Morning, Bill.
Starting to think about some spring cleaning as the weather warms up, maybe. You're going to take us to the computer with a few tips on cleaning. What you got?
Yesterday was National Clean Out Your Computer Day, and for some of us, it's getting to the point where you really can't see your desktop wallpaper because it's covered by icons. You don't remember where you saved that document on your computer, and you really haven't checked out your recycle bin. It's a really great time to start thinking about going through and cleaning out that computer, just like you'd be cleaning out that closet. For example, your desktop, you've heard it once, you've heard it 1,000 times. Don't store documents on your desktop. There's a lot on there. It's very easy to lose things on there. And it actually does impact how your computer draws that screen every time it starts up or refreshes when it has to draw those little, thumbnails. So first step, go ahead and take all your documents that are on there, put them in the proper places under your user library, drag them into the appropriate folders. That's going to make it easier for you to find things, less likely to go ahead and lose certain documents. You may even want to take the time to go ahead and create little subdirectories. Some people like to create a new folder for each month. Other people who have a lot of documents will even create one for each week. And then just go ahead and get rid of anything that's on that desktop that you don't need. It's going to make everything just that much cleaner, make it easier to find things when you go to search for them.
A desktop dump, one of the tips that Derek has for you on your computer. What else should I be doing?
I'm sure a lot of us love to use those browser bookmarks, but over time we just kind of, add a site that we've been to maybe once or twice to that bookmark folder, and then now when you go to look through it, you have just tons of sites that you don't really visit anymore. Sometimes you'll have duplicates in there. It's a good time just to go through, just get rid of websites that you don't use. Also, just kind of keep on watch for maybe links that are to portions of a web page that have changed. A lot of pages will change over time, your bank, shopping, that sort of thing. So sometimes it may be a good idea just to go ahead and just clear some of those bookmarks out. Especially if they're taking you to some place that you end up having to click a couple times to get to where you really want to go. Get rid of those duplicates. And again, a lot of people don't realize this, but you can create folders under your bookmarks or favorites. Again, great way to kind of put things in order that's going to be very easy for you to find those websites.
If you follow me on Twitter, at Bill Wills, WTAM, I tweeted the link where Derek's going through some of these things. Final minute here with you. The control panel, I'm always scared to go there. Sometimes I get there by accident, or if I'm looking for something. There's a lot of stuff there. Should I clean out some of that?
The good thing that under your control panel, you can go through and add and remove programs. This is a really great way to go through, especially if you've had your computer for some time. Go ahead and get rid of those programs that you just really don't use. So, that video game from 7 years ago, that application you downloaded, used once and haven't used again. You want to go through, uninstall that. That not only goes ahead and clears out those files from the computer itself, it removes any programs that might be starting up unnecessarily. And again, it's just a quicker way for you to find the stuff that you actually use.
Delete downloads, empty the recycle bin. Few of the tips Derek's got for you. Again, on Twitter, at Bill Wills, WTAM, or follow Derek, Agent 3012. And the links will be up there for you. Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with some tech tips on cleaning up the computer. Good stuff. Derek, thanks. Have a good Fat Tuesday.
Thank you.
Complete Cavaliers coverage on News Radio, WTAM 1100, home of the Cavs, brought to you by Levin Furniture, the preferred home furniture and mattress supplier to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Jim Jones in Oklahoma City. He and John Michael will call it tonight. Cavs legend, member of the 1980 world champion L.A. Lakers, joined us this morning. Jim, good morning. But look,
morning.
Don't go too fast. Snyder's on his third punchki, so he's moving a he's moving a little slow. We're going to have to put him on the line later, Coach. Have him run a little bit, man.
Yes.
So would he have a glass of milk on the side?
Oh, yeah. That's the best,
he's
Jim.
He's mixing. He's had apricot. He's had the buttermilk. The prune.
The
prune, but I think would be good, too.
Yeah, probably.
But, big thanks to Stan's Bakery for delivering this morning.
Vanilla cream. That is the way to go. Vanilla cream.
That's the one. Punchki Day. Stan's Northfield Baker dropped off a bunch. Jim, I would save you one, but there won't be any left, so you're not going to get any.
Okay.
All right, OKC tonight. I love the way they played Sunday. Now, should I expect that every game? Or, hey, there is competition, right?
Yeah, there is, but in defense of Boston a little bit, you know, they planned for an older lineup, and the six of the guys they planned for weren't there, and we are playing differently, so they couldn't make the adjustments. Mike, you know, I always talk about preparation and scouting, and they weren't able to do that. But the way they were blown out gives you an idea of what we can become. You know, there's a thing called the genius theory, you know, and this was a 1950 scientific survey where they said that by the time a child is 6 months old until they're, I think, three, they have the potential to be geniuses. And as they get older, by the time they're 21, the genius potential is less than 10%. And what they're saying in essence is that the more you know, the dumber you become. You know, what I watched in practice yesterday was Lou understands that. He's not giving them a lot. He's not force-feeding them a lot. But they did spend a lot of time on the defensive end. And they were so good the other night, it makes you think about how good they can become. These guys can play, and we can play fast, but we can't forget that when we're forced to play half court, we must improve our efficiency and do a better job.
And, Jim, the other thing that's been striking to me is we've talked a lot, and rightfully so, about the newcomers, but just the joy is back in the game for LeBron and even for JR and Tristan as I've watched them the last three games. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think that's important, Mike, you know, because those are the guys that have been through the wars with us. And it's just, you know, bad. It's just like having a kid at home. You know, you're a family of five. You got one kid that every time he comes into the room, everybody shuts up and they quit smiling. Well, it's the same way in our game. You know, everybody affects everybody else at some point, if it be good or bad. But you got to give management their hand once again under pressure. You know, Kobe Altman and Dan went out and got the pieces that we need. Of course, they say you probably need a rim protector. Come on now, you can't have everything, you know, but we got more than enough, you know, to become a really, really good team.
And Jim, as you look at tonight's game, now the Thunder, I know, are hurting as Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony, both game time decisions. But I go back to that game at the Q in January. I really think that game, at some point after that game, was Kobe Altman and Dan Gilbert talking about, hey, this is just not working here, because the deals that occurred last week just did not happen in a day or two. Those had been researched, and they really looked to see if they could make it happen, because the last time the Thunder just came in here, they just destroyed the Cavs, Jim.
You're right. You're right, Mike. I think that was the turning point. I hadn't thought of it like that, but you're exactly right. That was the game that made them really face the music and look at it as it really is and not as they wanted it to be. And we all go through that. And I think that then they started looking for the right pieces. And at some point they said, hey, let's get rid of all of them. It's not just one or two. It was just too many problems to solve. The good thing now, Mike, is that we can focus on three or four things and do them well, and then become experts at them or play great. You know, that's what's so crazy about this game, is that you can have eight or nine things wrong, but you only got to be good or great at two or three in order to be exceptional, to be an exceptional team, because everybody has weaknesses.
Jim Jones with the Cavs. Cavs now with Nick Camino at 7 tonight. Tip-off show follows. Cavs and OKC at 8 here on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Home of the Cavaliers. Jim, thanks much.
You're welcome, guys.